We also have public comment today. I understand we have eight requests. Some may have fallen off. I'm waiting for a list for public comment at today's meeting. The majority, I believe, are for matters generally affecting the administration of justice. And I believe we have one item for item C, the trial court allocation, on our discussion agenda. So we'll hear from that speaker when we get to item C. So I will now refer to the list of speakers for public comment today to address the council in the order that the requests were received. Each speaker will have up to 3 minutes to speak on your chosen topic. I believe on my list, the first speaker is Ms. Annabelle Garay. This can't be right. Come forward, Mr. Scoville.
I'm not Annabelle Garay. I'm Brandon Scoville from the California Federation of Interpreters. I want to keep our comments brief today. We had planned to make a larger presentation, but I know you have a busy schedule, and we'll let you get along with that. Chief Justice, I also appreciate your comments today about the importance of language access in the function of the judicial branch. The U.S. Department of Justice has made it clear that the access to courts cannot be discriminatory, and that not allowing access to individuals who have limited English proficiency is discriminatory, and it's a violation of the Civil Rights Act. The May 22nd letter from the DOJ to the Chief Justice and to the L.A. Court requested that the Judicial Council and the AOC immediately take actions to address the problems they discovered in their investigation. We have become very concerned that the AOC and the Judicial Council had not been taking actions that the DOJ were seeking. And in some cases, the local courts were actually moving backwards in recent months, limiting language access to where it had been available before. We were troubled that an internal ad hoc committee was meeting behind closed doors with no public agenda and no input from industry experts or stakeholders. However, we were relieved when AOC staff reached out to us to begin a dialogue, to answer some of our questions, and to propose a collaborative effort to address our mutual concerns. We hope the dialogues continue and develop into an open process that includes stakeholders and recognizes the importance of full language access in a society that claims that we're all equal under the law. We caution strongly against taking a position that the courts don't need to meet the DOJ's guidance on language access standards. Judges need to be able to understand the people who are before them. Also, the argument that we can't do it because we don't have the resources is flawed. Resources have been available while the problem has been getting worse. We recognize and agree that we need to find efficiencies, and we see ourselves as partners in doing that. But regardless of how things are set up, the courts are going to need interpreters, and stagnant wages is not going to attract and retain the interpreters that are needed. The local administrators' misunderstandings of the reimbursement policies has resulted in a fear,
30 seconds,
poor coverage, and low morale. The courts need to hear from the Judicial Council that the Program 45 fund is only for interpreter services and will not be redirected. They also need to hear that a competitive wage structure has to be part of the solution. I don't want to take any more of your time, and I want to thank you for listening, and I'll let you get on to your next speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Scoville. My list indicates the next speaker is Mr. Peter Casaza.
Good morning. My name is Peter Casaza. I am the senior manager for the Northern California region with Berg Electric Corporation. I'm here affiliated with the Coalition for Fair Employment in Construction. Berg Electric is a electrical contractor, non-union electrical contractor. We employ roughly 2,500 employees throughout the United States. We are I'm here to talk to you about the project labor agreements on upcoming courthouse projects, new construction. Berg Electric itself is well-versed and has plenty of experience in large, complex, multi-million dollar projects, including courthouses. In fact, in the past 9 years, we've completed eight courthouses, multi-million dollar courthouses, complex projects throughout the United States, both federal and state. And moreover, we are used to working on projects, $1 million, $10 million plus, $100 million projects. We're a complex, sophisticated contractor. And I think we really represent a line of contractors that are sophisticated and qualified to perform work like courthouses and major public funded projects. PLAs, project labor agreements, hurt our industry. They hurt companies like my own that is qualified that can work on these projects. It excludes us from being able to bid and work on these projects. When the labor force or workforce is really only 15% associated with labor unions and 85% associated with non-labor unions, it really creates a competition issue and drives costs up for construction projects. Just some recent statistics say that the square foot cost of construction has risen or will rise between 13 and 15% on projects where PLAs are assigned. That's a problem. That's taxpayer dollars that are 13 to 15% higher than what it really should be. Really, in closing, I just wanted to come here and point out and urge you to prevent PLAs from being assigned to these projects and remind you that qualified contractors are qualified through their qualifications, not necessarily because they're associated with a union labor or labor union. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Casaza. Next, we'll hear from Mr. Greg Schneidenberg.
Mr. Schneidenberg, thank you. Thank you, Chief Justice. Thank you, Counsel. Good morning. My name is Greg Schneidenberg. I'm a Senior Operations Manager for Helix Electric, Northern California. I welcome the opportunity to address you guys this morning. By way of introduction, Helix Electric is one of the largest electrical contractors in the nation. We have just shy of 2,000 employees, and we are currently working on 125 large construction projects spanning 14 states. A major portion of our work is in the public sector. We have built some of the largest and most complicated projects in this country. This includes schools, hospitals, prisons, military complexes, distribution projects, and a handful of very complicated medical centers and treatment plants. We have also built some very complicated courthouses. These include Los Angeles Federal Courthouse, Long Beach Courthouse, Yolo County Superior Courthouse, Porterville Courthouse, Norfolk Courthouse, Lloyd George Federal Building and Courthouse in Las Vegas, and the Henderson Justice Facility. We are used repeatedly by major general contractors, not only because of our competitive pricing, but because of our high quality standards and our safety record. That said, as big as we are and as competitive as we are, we simply refuse to bid on PLAs. You're going to hear that we're not excluded. That is true. We just simply refuse to bid on projects where we are mandatory or mandated to follow the union rules. PLAs are highly discriminatory. These union-only agreements exclude 85% of the available construction companies from bidding on particular projects. In fact, I do not know any non-union contractors that would actually bid on these projects because, you know, the studies show that if you eliminate 85% of the available construction companies from bidding work, your costs will dramatically escalate 20 to 30%, if not higher. Just common sense. One of the main arguments for PLAs that you might hear is that they protect labor peace. They won't strike. San Francisco Airport, it was a PLA. It shut down. They strike against themselves. Labor unrest is not true. Our company has never striked. I don't know a non-union company that has. In fact, when PLAs are imposed on non-signatory contractors, it forces this contractor to dramatically increase our cost because now we have to pay into their union pension funds, their union health care plans, despite the fact that we already have our own. So this sometimes adds double the cost. We also have to request apprentices from their programs when we have our own programs, which is added cost. Furthermore, employees of non-signatory contractors are required to pay money to union pension funds that will never be invested in. So all that money just goes to their pensions, and our employees never see the benefit. My company and the people in it are highly experienced at building large, complicated projects like courthouses. It seems unfair to exclude us from bidding a project that one day our employees may be required to serve in. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Chief Justice. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schnagenberg. Next, we'll hear from Mr. Jeremy Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chief Justice, members of the council. My name is Jeremy Smith. I'm here on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. We represent just under 400,000 unionized construction workers in California. I was here last month to talk to you about the San Diego Courthouse PLA, and I'm here again to talk about that again and PLAs in general. I'd like to say a few things, skip ahead in my comments for a minute, and just talk to you about the history of PLAs. I said last month they've been used since Hoover Dam. They've been used on all kinds of public projects, all kinds of private projects. Walmart, Disney, GM, scores of other private companies have used project labor agreements to build stores, factories, theme parks, you name it. They are not an exotic tool. They are an efficiency tool used in the construction industry more and more because they do ensure that work gets done with the highest skilled workers in the least amount of time. I'd like to just let you know a few things about PLAs in California. In L.A. County, since 2008, there have been 36 public and private PLAs entered into, covering almost $70 billion worth of work. This includes the Long Beach Courthouse. The Long Beach Courthouse, which the employer of one of the previous speakers, Helix Electric, bid and won a contract to do work on the Long Beach Courthouse. Helix Electric won a bid to do work on the on the courthouse. It does not require you to be in a labor union. It does not require you to workers to be in a union. There's a PLA at the LAUSD. One of the contractors there who are non-union have bid, won, and rebid over 350 times. The good thing about public projects is there's a paper trail. You can see who the bidders are. You can see who, whether they're union or non-union. These bidders on projects throughout the state, these projects have had bidders who are both union and non-union. I'd like to also say, again, in the San Diego Courthouse PLA, Article 4, Section 2B, no employee, quote, covered by this agreement shall be required to join any union as a condition of being employed or remaining employed for the completion of this project work. And Article 10 in the San Diego Courthouse PLA, quote, the unions and employers agree that they will not discriminate against any employee or applicant for employment on the basis of membership in any labor organization. And finally, in Article 3, Section G, quote, nothing in this agreement shall be construed to limit the right of any of the employers to select the lowest bidder they deem qualified for the award of contracts or subcontracts. This is direct language out of the San Diego Courthouse PLA. This is language that's in all PLAs. They do not discriminate against union or non-union. We're very pleased and thankful that you've decided
that's
to move
time.
Forward with this PLA.
Thank you.
And we urge you to use them in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. James Conway.
Thank you, Madam Chief Justice, Judicial Council member, staff, and all the attendees here and by phone. My name is Jim Conway, and I'm a consultant to the California Construction Industry Labor Management Cooperation Trust, proudly representing thousands of contractors and, was noted, nearly 400,000 workers. These are the folks that actually stand up and do this work day in and day out statewide. We stand at the ready to work with the council, with the all the awarding authorities concerned with both this San Diego courthouse project and any other projects in which you choose to use project labor agreements. Project labor agreements raise the bar on bid competition, construction quality, training, and safety. They create a level playing field and consistent terms for those contractors who choose to bid them. And as I said, those who choose to bid. Billions of dollars in construction projects in California nationwide have been successfully completed on time and on budget under project labor agreements. We're happy to provide you examples of both public and private construction users who have taken advantage of the value that PLAs can provide. Again, to reiterate, PLAs are available to both union and non-union contractors, despite what you may have heard to the contrary. Non-union contractors are not excluded. In fact, it is common to have 50% or more of the work performed by non-union contractors on these PLAs. And in the case of Los Angeles Unified School District, I believe the number is closer to 60%. Please proceed with the business of building your new courthouse. We applaud you for that decision, and we stand at the ready to work with you to complete that project on time and on budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Conway. Mr. Greg Armstrong.
Good morning. Greg Armstrong with the National Electrical Contractors Association. I represent over 500 electrical contractors throughout the state and thousands of union electricians. I'll be brief because I don't want to repeat what some of the previous speakers said, but I'd like to encourage you again to support the proposition of utilizing a project labor agreement for future courthouse construction. One of the comments that were made earlier, and I spent 21 years in labor compliance. I spent 16 years with the state of California, the Contractor State License Board, and then another 5 years in the private sector. And spent a lot of time around construction sites, around projects done under PLAs, and to that point, I've seen a lot of the work done by union and non-union, a lot of good work. Again, a PLA is a project delivery method. It's a working document. There's no exclusions or favoritism. If you choose to bid under that project, you work under this working document. And I've never seen an issue. There was a comment made about double paying into a pension. I've never seen that issue arise in my 21 years of experience. Again, PLAs raise the bar. They ensure that construction is done with quality workers. And one of the key components, and I mentioned this last month, is that you end up with local hire. Union and non-union can bring their core employees in, but the rest of the folks are going to come through a local hiring hall and put local people to work throughout the state of California. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. For public comment, I believe this concludes our list of speakers. We will have, as indicated earlier, one other speaker speaking to item C on our agenda.